I'm going to continue with Vision Destiny 2021. In the light of the global situations that we're facing, I'm sharing some of the things that God said, key moments in 2020, some of the things that will enable us to go forward into 2021 in a way which understands and can cooperate with the Father's heart in what he's doing in this time of shifting and shaking and resetting and recalibrating. And hopefully leading to a global awakening of consciousness to who God really is in terms of love. So 5th of August, 2020, and in my encounters, the Father said, come walk with me. And we entered the dark cloud of mystery. The dark cloud of mystery was this sort of cloak of mystery, this realm that is around me, around us, we can engage in. Where I had engaged with many of the fallen angels and fallen angelic orders in restoration. And actually, when I went in there, I was just so amazed by what I saw. The realm was filled with light and life. There was so much frequency and love being displayed by the restored angels and the angelic realm in that place. The luminosity, the manifold colors of the restored ones was like an amazing cosmic firework display. It was just so beautiful and awesome to see a restored being actually demonstrating the light that it was created to be. The restored beauty was wonderful to behold. The interaction between the Father, the other angels was so touching to see that I was really undone. I was deeply moved by it and inspired to continue. And this is what they said to me. We have been here following up all you have done and amplifying the frequency of your love. You have been here continually with us, and there are multitudes of fallen ones who have returned and have been restored. Now, sometimes when you're engaging, you are cognitively aware of everywhere you are and what you're doing. But we're multidimensional beings, and we can be in multiple places in a non-linear sense. And therefore, I've been there in that moment, in that process, all of the time. I'm not aware of it all of the time, but you have experiences like this that unveil and reveal the multidimensional nature of our spiritual reality. More are returning by the second, and there is a momentum that cannot be stopped. We have a strategy for their deployment as the ordinances of heaven to support the Joshua generation in their mandate for the harvest. Awesome. So grateful for all the help we can get in seeing the Joshua generation be ready to receive that harvest. The light is going to shine so brightly that the frequency of the whole earth will be raised to the awakening levels of illumination. And we so need that. We so need a revelation of who God really is, so people can realize the unconditional nature of love and limitlessness of grace, so that they can embrace their sonship and come out of the darkness and deception that they've been under into the light of truth and be restored to sonship. The whole scene filled me with thanksgiving and gratitude. It was a joyous celebration of restoration. Just so amazing. I felt the overwhelming love of the oracles of the Father's heart inspire me to press on to see more and more restoration take place. Now, in subsequent encounters, I've been practicing retaining all the information and experience gained in these multidimensionally in quantum expanded time. And I think a lot of my experiences weren't retained initially, but the more that I have had my mind renewed, my consciousness expanded, I begin to realize that multidimensional living is what we were created for. And all of us can, in those multidimensional senses, engage in quantum moments of expanded time and outwork and be able to create by calling things that be not as if they are, and being part of the process of changing reality to align with the Father's heart. Different dimensional realms operate in different time scales, depending on the speed of creative light that exists in that realm. And some of it, I think, is the connection or the closeness to the eternal now state. So you have the realm of eternity, which is closest to the eternal now state. You have then perfection, heaven of heavens, heaven, kingdom of God, and then the earth, which functions in created light. But all the other realms function in creative light. So being in the realm of perfection, an hour could be years, for example. But you wouldn't know because it's relative to the light of that realm. Retaining the information of the experiences requires an expanded consciousness. We have to disconnect from our grid of reference, from an earthly tethering to time and space, to be free, to be aware of multidimensionalness. The realm of the kingdom of God is the closest that the creative light exists in relationship to created light. Therefore, a quantum moment expansion is necessary there. We need to learn how to do things in a quantumly expanded moment, because they could be months and months of activity that we might not actually have, in one sense. So if we're going to consciously and cognitively be engaged in months worth of activity, which would stop us doing anything else for those months, then we need to be able to operate multidimensionally. And therefore, when we do engage in a cognitive sense, be able to operate in that quantum moment and do all the things in that moment that we would do in the months, because they are the months, but actually it'd be only a moment. And therefore, we're freed and untethered from time. So in a restoration government engagement, and this was in the 5th of August, I went into the court of the councils of the fathers. And this is a court or a council that I have been engaging, and many of us have been engaging, much more in recent times than I've done before. And you notice all the top three realms of courts, which are the Court of Judges and the Yasod, or the Court of the Lord, and the Council of 70, all feed into the realms of the kingdom and from into the earth through the Court of the Councils of the Fathers. And there's where the 24 elders are representing one new man in Christ. And they were all there in a semicircle, and the Father was actually in the middle with Jesus and the Spirit. And they were standing in the middle on a dais. And the group of us who descended were around them. And they gave me a scroll for the group that was a mandate for union to bridge the divides that exist in our reality. Now, union is something we come into heart, mind, and purpose. Union is also an order of angels that are connected to that purpose. And it's so important that we understand that union expressed in covenant is how God outworks his agenda. So we're authorized to bridge the divides between generations, male, female, east, west, north, south, nations, heaven and earth, earth and the dimensions, races, color, creeds, language, ideologies, to actually bring them into a union of relationship with each other and with God and the heart of the Father. Then I saw the great cloud of witnesses of the old covenant come, and one by one, 12 of them joined the end of the semicircle on the left-hand side. Enoch, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Deborah, Samuel, David, Elijah, Esther, Isaiah, Nehemiah, Ezekiel, and finally Abraham, who connected the old to the new. Then one by one, representing the new covenant, John the Baptist, John, Paul, Barnabas, Oregon, Athanasius, Julian of Norwich, Teresa of Avila, Jean Lead, Madame Guillaume, William Branham, John Paul Jackson, and they came and completed the circle where we stood around the Father. And this was quite an intense experience. The Father then said, "Your mandate for union authorizes you to unify everything that is divided." And he gave me a new blue light orb that was pulsating and vibrating in my hand. Now, I believe the division or the mixing of covenantal identity, new covenant, old covenant, rather than just one new man in Christ, is at the heart of division. And the religious spirit and political spirit are using that division to deceive people. And while the do-it-yourself tree path is still operating through the religious systems and through Christianity that is coming from a legalistic, law-based mentality. Even though we live in a new covenant reality, so many people are living deceived into works-based earning, trying to performance-orientating to gain God's favor, blessing, and love. All that does is set up a wrong view of the angry God. And that is what the world has seen from what we have demonstrated, that God is angry, retributive, and needs appeasement. That is just so totally not true. And yet, that is what has divided. And there are those that are looking at a grace, limitless grace perspective, and those who are looking at a law perspective, even though they're not necessarily aware of it, but it's old covenant thinking. And the more people are drawn back into the old covenant and drawn back under Hebraic roots teaching and the Hebrew, Greek, all of those mentalities, which all come out of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, we need to see a union that brings us into one new man in Christ, one group, not two groups, Israel and the church, one group, one new man. The middle wall of partition has been removed, and there is only now one new man in Christ that Paul called the Israel of God, to directly contradict what the transition that they were in, where the Judaizers and those in Jerusalem were trying to draw the church back under the law. And actually, they succeeded. I was about to speak, and my hand went to my mouth with this blue orb, and I decreed union. And it was like a bridge went forth that connected the two sides of the divide so we could figuratively walk across it. And it's us who have crossed over into the realms of heaven and are functioning in sonship who must create the bridge to unify the divide. Those on the other side are not going to reach out to us. We have to reach out to them. We have to bridge the divides, and we have to bring a union of one heart and mind by revealing the truth, demonstrating the love and unconditional love and grace and mercy of God in such a way that it removes this division that has been set up, that has divided us on grace and works and other old covenant, new covenant mentality. And that's just one aspect of it. This ability is the power to reconcile the divisions in creation. And creation is divided in so many different ways. And we have to see reconciliation to see the restoration and freedom of creation itself. 6th of August, 2020. Son, do not let disappointment hold you back. Remember, there's no longer any guilt, shame, or condemnation for our children to receive limitless grace to empower you. And sometimes, when you look at the world and you look at everything that's going on, and particularly when people who, in reality, you want relationship with, don't want relationship with you, and they separate themselves and divide themselves, and it ends up where they become opposition in their own eyes and enemies in their own eyes, that can be disappointing. And there were a number of instances where there were hands of fellowship that went out to offer restoration to some of the mystic community who are separating over the restoration of all things agenda, to offer them a way back into the table to talk about these issues, to do conferences again together. And unfortunately, those offers were rejected. And those offers were rejected on the basis of the restoration of all things message. And that was disappointing, and you have to acknowledge disappointment. You have to deal with it in your own heart, and then you need to forgive and release and bless those who have disappointed you, because it's genuine. You know, they may not have meant to do that in that way, but actually by rejecting a hand of fellowship and friendship, that creates disappointment. And it's sad that we cannot be in relationship because of issues of belief. We're all one family. So as we continue to deconstruct and renew your mind and expand your consciousness, so many things will fall away as you become transfigured in light. Many things that seem important but are distractions today will vanish like a vapor as you mature and become who you are. The union of honor that is forming between you will be a model for others and an example of how to walk the journey of discovery together. Now, as a group, we've been engaging and ascending together, but we've also worked through issues and talked and discussed and shared different perspectives so that we can come to an understanding of each other. Not necessarily that we have to agree and cross every T and dot every I. It's about union of heart, mind, and purpose around God's desire for the restoration of all things. And there may be different perspectives, mandates we have within that, but actually being one heart and in agreement and in union is powerful to release the blessing that's needed. So we need to honor each other in the diversity and the differences that we are, because God made us this way to be an expression of his manifoldness. Do not let the issue of the fallen angelic realm's restoration divide you from others. As long as there is not opposition, there can be union. Now, I know some people are not at that place of accepting that fallen angels can be restored, and I understand that. I wasn't, you know, up until a few years ago. And unless they're publicly coming out in opposition to it, rather than, well, I'm not sure yet, I haven't got there yet, but I'm open, then there can be union. If there's opposition over this very issue, then union of heart, mind, and purpose is going to be different, difficult. But relationship is still possible, even if we can't necessarily always function and work together. And I think relationship must be maintained in all situations. Son, always be filled with love and empowered by limitless grace so you can extend the hand of friendship to all. Be at peace with all, so you can reach all with love, honor, and respect. So ensure you make forgiveness a priority. Son, be persistent and perseverant and never give up as love wins overall. And I believe God will win out, love will win out, and everyone will eventually come to a realization that the restoration of all things is an full expression of God's love, unconditional love, and that grace is limitless. 10th of August. Son, the truth you seek is to be found in relationship with the truth. You do not need to search for it from others. Now, sometimes people want a shortcut because they want other people to tell them what the truth is rather than engaging with the truth themselves. Now, that reality is that you have information, but you don't have personal revelation, which does not become personal testimony. Therefore, you're always seeking for more confirmation or more affirmation from those who you think have that knowledge. We need to get it directly from the Father. There is truth within many sources, but there are also dangers and mixture, which can be very seductive and deceptive by preying on ego. So it's very important that we're seeking the truth from its source, not from the many sources that they may contain some elements of truth. Mixing the Kabbalah with the truth will not produce the fruit of the tree of life, even though it will claim to do so, as it's entering through the wrong door. We have warned our children about the consequences of entering through the wrong doors. We must enter through the one door, the open door, the veil which has been torn, which is Jesus. There are those who cannot filter the truth from the lies, and they are leading many astray. Beware mixture. Maintain the purity through relationship, and do not lean to your own understanding. There is a greater deception that will be revealed in light, and I believe we will see that there's a huge agenda for the religious and political spirit to keep people in deception, hidden in darkness, that is going to be revealed, and we're going to be shocked by the revelation of what we have believed to be true that isn't true, but is in fact lies. Son, keep coming directly to the source, engage the truth through the actual tree of life, and you will find balance between spirit, soul, in love. Son, Hebraic thought, Greek thought are both sourced from the tree, DIY tree, and are not to be trusted. Seek our thoughts through face-to-face, heart-to-heart encounters with the truth, and you will become pure in heart. Son, there is so much mixture in mysticism that many are drawn from the simplicity of relationship into ritual and protocol. The door is open, the veil has been torn, there is no need to complicate what is simply a choice and an intention. Son, the hope of money can seduce people into lowering their guard and becoming susceptible to deception. Be very careful with the whole issue of money and finance and trading and all of those things. Be very careful about the motives of hearts. Not everything that looks righteous is righteous. Beware and be careful to check everything with us, and do not presume that everything that is similar is right. Son, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to have a true, intimate relationship with the Father, so come no other way. This was Jesus directly stating that fact to me. There are no shortcuts and no other ways to enter in. Just come in surrender and simple trust, so beware of those who complicate and Gnosticize the truth. Son, become more aware of where you are and what you're doing in the multi-dimensions of the spiritual realms. And this again was a continual process of becoming more aware. You will need all those dimensions active in and through you, focus through the Merkaba and flowing through the gateways of your whole being. Son, our sons need to learn to converge time in the eternal now, as sonship is the convergence that all creation is longing and looking for. We must carry the heart of the Father. Convergence is only possible through intimacy, where resonance takes place through cardiogenosis. Brooding within our heart and speaking with the voice of the sound of many waters will activate creative light energy to form reality aligned with our intentions. The living light grace strings you call quantum lumens will respond to the sound of many waters, which is the voice of the observer, to collapse the wave functions to form reality. Son, learn to brood within the intimacy of our heart and become a voice, an oracle who can legislate reality. As I became still, and this is what I drew from this, I need to be still to know and to experience that intimacy within the Father. So I became still, and a God thought focused my mind, and my heart began to brood over the frequencies generated by the heart coherence of expanded consciousness. So when our hearts and our minds are in coherent union, and we have our consciousness expanded to more truth, then that generates frequencies. And I thought, this is a thought that came, technology will become redundant when the heart and mind are converged with the mind of Christ, because we will be able to do things in an organic, living, active way, rather than trying to make something and replicate something with technology. Sons who are pure of heart will see the possibilities that exist within our heart and choose to only create what they know are our desires. Focus on being joined heart to heart in the deepest intimacy of the cradle of life, so that all you create will be pure and have no mixture. Son, beware of the mixture of mysticism and focus on the simplicity of being a face-to-face, heart-to-heart, mind-to-mind son. Love is the hallmark of true sonship, not knowledge or power. 11th of August. Son, continue to administrate this shift for global change and transformation to reveal our true nature to those who are lost. All of our children who are living within a lost identity need a global awakening of consciousness to know that we are love. The power of unconditional love is limitless, but needs to be unveiled from the darkness that has covered it. Son, limitless grace is about to be unleashed in the coming season that will transform the earth as the poverty-stricken old do-it-yourself systems are exposed and replaced by lavish, abundant grace, because they're all based in works and performance. The scandal of religious poverty will be contrasted with our limitless grace, inspired by unconditional love of who we are. The veils of deception that have kept us hidden from our children need to be removed by the rising and shining of the sons of God. We must have a testimony of unconditional love and limitless grace. Freely we've received, freely we can give. The frequency of the true love of enlightenment will resonate to create this awakening to love through our sons who know their true identity and purpose. Son, live loved, love living, live loving, as this is the true rest from which creativity flows. Again, another encounter. Son, come walk with me. And sometimes the Father talks to me, shares some things that I'm beginning to ponder, and then he takes me on a walk that will take me into an unveiling of something. So we walked into the court of kings, and I saw many sons sitting, producing legislation for the next age. They were very active, excited by their newly found identity as kings, and were writing scrolls with laws and legislative decrees. Son, you are mandated to produce a law that will authorize the Joshua generation to operate in limitless grace. So I sat at the bench, began to write with my mind the law of limitless grace. Here's that law. The context of the law, the seasons of greater grace, grace upon grace, manifold grace, are to increase to limitless grace. Permissions. You are authorized to scandalize the limitations of religion by revealing the excesses of lavish, limitless grace. You are authorized to expose the poverty-stricken, do-it-yourself systems of man with demonstrations of limitless grace. You're authorized to demonstrate unconditional love expressed through limitless grace and mercy to those who control the global cabal. So those who are against us, we must not fight them in a spiritual warfare sense, but overcome them, subdue them with love and demonstrations of the love and wonderful grace and mercy of God. You're authorized to challenge religious and political spirit deception that has kept the children of God in spiritual poverty. And more this is becoming clear why Jesus warned us of the leaven of Herod, the political, and the Pharisees, the religious. Because these two together form a very strong union, which actually is behind so much of the deception that the world is living in, and the darkness, and all of the global systems of the economics, you know, and the political and the religious and the media and all the other systems that are actually there to keep people and keep the agenda that's there hidden from sight for most people. You're authorized to use the shifting and shaking of the global control systems to expose the lies of the do-it-yourself delusion. You're authorized to reveal the limitless truth of the message of the restoration of all things agenda of the next age outpouring of unconditional love. You're authorized to demonstrate forgiveness on an unprecedented scale for reconciliation between the most divided to take place, and I believe we need to see this. You're authorized to challenge and break the cycles of division, competition, conflict, and tribalism, which is the vicious circle that keeps things as they are and keeps those in power in financial and media control in place, and therefore their whole agenda to remove family and to create tribalism and conflict through division and competition needs to be brought into the light. So that needs to be challenged. How is it going to be challenged? Through the limitless grace of loving kindness, which is true new covenant love in action. You're authorized to take the restoration of all things message and agenda into the mainstream religious institutions to reveal limitless grace and unconditional love. You're authorized to seek out the fallen beings in all dimensions of space and time proactively and passionately to turn them from darkness to light with limitless grace. You're authorized to express the light of sonship to all of creation and answer its groaning for freedom with limitless grace demonstrations. The jurisdiction for this law, the whole of creation. So this is limitless in its jurisdiction. How could limitless grace be limited in any way? The results and consequences of outworking this law, extreme opposition and even more extreme overcoming grace. Don't be surprised if the message and those in deception will fight to maintain and the lives that they believe in, and they will probably call you extreme or fantasist, or they may call you conspiracists or whatever. Don't be surprised. Fallen angelic and dimensional beings returning in ever-increasing numbers, which is another consequence of it operating limitless grace, the collapse of global control systems in the face of limitless grace bombardments. And I believe this will come into the next season. The preparation for the next stage of never-ending mercy. Son, this law is the foundational governing document for the Restoration Government groups to empower the Restoration of All Things mission. And the groups that I've been putting together within the Engaging God program to begin to legislate governmentally for the Restoration of All Things at a much sort of higher governmental level. This law is their foundational document. 12th of August, 2020. Son, focus your attention on legislating limitless grace. So I went to the cradle of life and began to brood over limitless grace with the law of limitless grace in my heart. And I engaged the Father's heart in that creative garden and began to resonate a frequency that drew limitless, that being, to me, and he infused me with greater insight and empowerment. My whole being began to vibrate rhythmically to the cadence of the limitlessness, and my thoughts began to form into a song. Now, I am not a musician, and I'm not a songwriter, and I'm not prone to bursting into song. I do quite like singing, but it's not me. I'm not in a choir or anything like that. And the song of limitless grace that I now was, in a sense, because when you brood, you become identified with what you're brooding over. Otherwise, it's not strong enough or doesn't have a greater authority unless it is you. And that song was released into the chamber of destiny behind the waterfall, became amplified, and my voice became like the sound of many waters. The frequency crossed the event horizon of the chamber of creation, pulsating with living light, thought energy, and the quantum lumens began to dance creatively. My energized thoughts became declarations that were living light grace that began to stream into the physical realm to form the reality of limitless grace consciousness. My energized thoughts became declarations that were living light grace and began to stream into that physical realm to form the reality of that limitless consciousness. I then began to sing the song as legislative decrees. Now, I'm not going to sing the song, but I am going to release the legislative decrees. And as I release them, I just encourage you to just close your eyes. I'm going to use the crystal bowls as an amplification wave carrier to the decrees. But I encourage you just to allow those decrees, these decrees, which really is about limitless grace, to engage you. And if you resonate with any of them, come into agreement and align with them, and you will be able to participate in outworking this mandate for limitless grace. So just close your eyes, and I just encourage you to become open and let your spirit engage with these declarations and with these decrees that I'm just going to make. I call for demonstrations of limitless grace to manifest that will expose all the limitations of religion. I call for limitless grace to be lavishly expressed on the worst of the global cabals to reveal unconditional love. I call for limitless grace to scandalize religion's need for payback and to expose the commodification of Jesus, the cross, work, money, and time. I call for limitless grace to be poured out in excess upon those who are totally undeserving from man's judgment perspective. I call for limitless grace to challenge the religious and political spirit deception that has kept the children of God in spiritual poverty. I call for limitless grace in the light of the shifting and shaking of the global control systems to expose the lies of do-it-yourself delusion. I call for limitless grace to reveal the limitless truth of the message of the restoration of all things agenda, of the next age outpouring of unconditional love. I call for limitless grace to release and demonstrate forgiveness on an unprecedented scale, so reconciliation can take place between the most divided. I call for limitless grace to challenge and break the cycles of division, competition, conflict, and tribalism through the loving kindness of true new covenant love in action. for limitless grace to unveil the restoration of all things message and agenda into the mainstream religious institutions to reveal limitless grace and unconditional love. I call for limitless grace to seek out the fallen beings in all dimensions of space and time to open their hearts to the possibility that they can be restored from darkness to light. I call for limitless grace to be expressed through the light of sonship to all creation to answer its groaning for freedom with limitless grace demonstrations. My declarations were alive. I saw the quantum lumens collapse in wave functions into reality throughout creation as the quantum moment stretched out before me. So this was all done in quantum moment time. And it's really, really important to embrace this reality. And as I engaged this, you know, I saw and felt an overwhelming joy explode within me, a celebration of the pure bliss of limitless grace and unconditional love. And the Father said, "Son, let unlimited grace fill your mind and unconditional love fill your heart as an oracle of the Father's heart with the desire and passion for the restoration of all things." Another engagement, restoration government engagement on the 12th of August, 2020. As we ascended, I went back to the court of the councils of the Fathers and we were all standing in a circle. Within the circle of the 24 elders and the 24 cloud witnesses, each had a flaming torch of different colored fire. Father was standing in the middle of us as a consuming fire, as if in the midst of a pool or lake of fire. The fire was all around us and we started to breathe it in, each taking deep breaths as it was purifying us deep into our beings. Now, this is not what you do with fire. You don't breathe it in, you breathe it out. Even if you're a fire breather, you breathe it out, not in. You know not to breathe fire into your lungs. But this was a whole different dimension of receiving the fire, consuming fire of God's love into our beings. I saw the Father had all of our destiny scrolls in his hands. The scrolls were burning and it was as if it were clothed in the scroll of our life that was unfurled over us. The scroll of destiny was in his hand. The scroll of our life was unfurled and it clothed us. I saw the flames come from the Father's eyes and they began to purify our scrolls. The wood, hay and straw were burnt up and the gold, silver, precious stones were gleaming, shining brightly. I felt the pleasure of the Father towards each of us as our scrolls were reset. All that was consumed was gone. There was no longer any past or regret. Our lives were recalibrated and our scrolls of destiny and of our life were now able to be comparable. There was so much pleasure and delight radiating from the Father as we are the treasure of his heart. We were each given a flaming torch of different colored flame and fire came from our mouths and our eyes. Now, just as all this happened and I was engaging in this, a number of us then engaged with the earth, and I saw the earth and I entered into it, into its core, feeling that the earth was disturbed and groaning because it was associated with hell, Hades, Tartarus, the punishment of the underworld. I went into Tartarus and saw the 200 watcher angels who fell in the days of Noah, the great titans, who were chained up awaiting judgment. Now, people expect that judgment to be a judgment of destruction, of course. But we have the authority to judge angels. And I believe we're given the fire as a sign of that authority towards the Titans to release restorative justice. I felt that our frequency as sons had reached them and that there was hope. I felt compassion for them, but also just knew that the earth could not be fully restored if they remain imprisoned there. I felt that the white angels, and we saw white angels, or one of us saw white angels coming out from the core of the earth. I felt the white angels we saw coming out of the earth were those titans, and that we will be able to engage with them again in the future. I felt that our frequency as sons had reached them, and that was hope. As we declared, we are here for you, to the earth, there was a shift in the core and a change of frequency, and hope was released. Son, this is the greatest task and challenge you have faced. You will need to be prepared. And I, be honest, I've not yet gone back and engaged them. So there's probably more preparation that's needed for me personally to engage. Enoch came and began to infuse me with knowledge about the Titans and how the earth was infected with the Nephilim before the flood. Enoch opened his heart to me and took me back on the timeline to see the time when every thought and intention of their hearts was wicked continually. I was overwhelmed by the sadness that I felt. Deeper sadness than I think I've ever really felt whenever, in this realm. But yet still filled with hope. So I felt how the earth felt to be polluted by evil, and how and why they reaped the consequences as creation released the waters from the earth's core above and below to cleanse the earth. You know, God did not destroy the earth. The consequences of the pollution of evil released what had been reaped to be sown. The earth felt violated by what happened and recorded in Genesis 6, and the connection it had with mankind was damaged by those events. Genesis 6:1. This is how it's recorded. And if you want to go deeper into this, you can read some of it in the book of Enoch. Now it came about when men began to multiply on the face of the land and the daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves, whomever they chose. Then the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he is also flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years. Now, was there a connection between what happened and what God did to then limit how this spread could go across the earth? Probably so. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days and also afterwards. When the Son of God came into the daughters of men and they bore children to them, those who were mighty men, who were old men of renown, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent and of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now I believe this is the pollution of mankind with Nephilim DNA agenda, and that those actual beings were not really truly men. They had no human spirit, which is why when the flood came, they were left on the earth and roaming the earth as what we call demonic spirits. But it's the souls of those dispossessed of their bodies by the flood. Now, I felt really intense by this. I felt what the elementals felt, their shame of being involved in the devastation of the earth, because water, air, earth, all that was involved. But I also felt that everything the Father intended for the relationship between the sons of God is going to be restored. There was just such a hope in this. Even the thought of such a restoration brought joy to my heart, and I saw and felt what Enoch was feeling as he showed me those events. I saw the rainbow of the new covenant of one new man in Christ, restoring hope to a creation with the promise of restoration and no future destruction. I felt that the sons of God would be the fire to purify the earth and restore it as we were living flames of love. Again, I went to the cradle of life in the garden of the Father's heart and began to brood over what I saw, my heart filled with love and compassion for the earth and creation. In a quanta moment, I saw one possible future stretched out before me, where I saw our frequency aligned to the Father's heart, creating a sound that will echo in the chamber of destiny behind the waterfall and be amplified as the sound of many waters to excite and activate the quantum lumens in the chamber of creation to form the reality where we are in union and oneness over and in creation. And again, this is such a key thing, that we are in that oneness, in that unity of heart, mind and purpose, that we can begin to affect this wonderful union and restoration of creation itself. I saw the future where the quantum wave function collapses and the restoration of the earth becomes a reality as living light beings of grace dance to the rhythm of our song of hope. I was then back with Enoch, who was smiling, and he tenderly said to me and through me to us, "Will you accept your quest to engage the earth for its freedom from corruption?" Now, again, I just want to encourage you to find your place in all this, wherever you are on your journey, wherever you are in your journey of discovering your identity as a son of God and what that means to creation and creation's longing, waiting for freedom and the revealing of the sons of God. Embrace it. Ask for revelation that comes from face to face. Draw it from the Father's heart. Engage the Father's heart and experience what will motivate you, the oracles of the Father's heart. Passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love, union and blessing. And I'll encourage you, as we just go into an encounter, you open your hearts and your minds to encounter the love of God at a deeper level that will reveal limitless grace and his love for creation, and impart that love to you as you begin to come into a knowledge, experiential knowledge of the truth of who he is. So I just encourage you to close your eyes, come to a place of rest. Rest is so important. Start to focus your thinking on the name of God, Yod Hey Vav Hey, and then start to focus on breathing to the rhythm of Yod Hey Vav Hey. And then as you breathe in deeply, you can breathe out Yod. And you then can breathe in Hey. And then breathe out Vav. And then breathe in Hey. And just slowly, slowly bring your whole state of being to a place of deeper, deeper rest. 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 And from that place of rest, stillness, engage the Father. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be. Be still and rest in I am. Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am love. Be. Cocooned in the frequency of love. Filled and overflowing with unconditional love. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be. Cocooned in the frequency of joy. Is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, every thought, every action resulting in joy and peace. I am that I am, and I change not. I have always been and always will be love. as love is the eternal constant. Live loved. Love living. Live loving. Rest. Live in the rest of immortality. Invite love, joy, and peace to flow in you, through you, create an atmosphere of rest around you, and engage deeper into the Father's heart for a revelation of sonship, a revealing of the heart of the Father, and limitless grace through unconditional love. Embrace the oracles of the Father's heart.